Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. And tonight we are going to be all over the place. We are going to be questioning our values, because what I'm seeing today in regarding to our values What I'm seeing today in questioning of our values is we are allowing ourselves to be weaved and deceived badly. 13 years ago, Brian396 and myself came out with nanotechnology, nanobiotech. Brian396 was the one that actually discovered the connection to nanobiotech. And then he introduced me to it, expressed that this is what was really going on, and we began to, at that point, collaborate many hours in a day, 15, 17 hours a day, back and forth. He found something, I found something, we were sharing it, exchanging the data. We went two different directions. He went top down, I went bottom up. In other words, he was looking at dealing with from the surface down, I was looking at dealing with from the core up. So he had two different angles that we were dealing with it, two different methods, and we collaborated. And in that time span, we have saturated the internet with data that nobody apparently seems to want to read, and everybody wants to be entertained. And today, you know, and today has been my day of getting emails telling me about all these wonderful solutions that don't do anything. Now, let me warn you about something here. In the past, we have had mainstream do the same exact thing. I got a couple links on there tonight on the show that you're going to see that are going to going to make you think, holy geez. Now, I want to read something from Pfizer just to give you an idea that we are reliving history again. We are reliving history again. Let me see if I can find the exact. Here it is. In 2009, Pfizer, with the conglomeration of different companies, Eli Lilly, Bristol-Myers, Squibb, got sued for $7 billion in fines and penalties. Six of the companies admitted to court that they marked medicines for unapproved uses. Does this sound familiar? And yet history is repeating itself again in today's time. And they were marketing this as some sort of panacea, as they were going to save the day, this was going to be blah, 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 and so forth and so on. And people died. Now, the biggest criminal act that happened wasn't so much that they killed people. That in itself was criminal enough. But why didn't the governments of the United States of America and Canada and the UK and the rest of the Commonwealth and Europe, why did they not disband Pfizer? Why didn't they disband Eli Lilly? Why didn't they disband Bristol-Myers, a Squibb company? Why didn't they remove these companies from the market? Why didn't they access their resources and use that money to pay out for the damages that were incurred by these injections? Never happened. Never going to happen. The pharmaceutical industry right now is the number one conglomeration of pharmaceuticals, making the most profit of all industries combined. All of them combined do not come close to what the pharmaceutical industry makes in a year. They're loaded. Now, when you got that kind of money and you got that kind of power, you are the government. You have become the government. We don't have any political leaders in Canada. They're the most, they're as useless as three tits on a horse. Completely useless. They don't offer any function other than to continue the illusion that's going on today. We don't have any leaders. We have no political parties. They are nothing but representations of corporations or corporatocracies. I've been watching a sci-fi show called Continuum. And it's interesting the parallel that I'm seeing there and what I'm seeing going on today. And they had a rebel group that were trying to take down these corporocracies because in the future they controlled everything. Everything. Life and death, what jobs you had, the food you ate, the water, they rationed everything. They controlled the world. And when you look at that song from Black Sabbath there, Black Sabbath, and War Pigs, you begin to see sorcerers' death constructions in the fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. This is the drug industry perpetuating war against mankind with these fucking drugs that they have created to cause death and destruction. And we need to recognize that nothing that you think you believe, and I'm telling you this, nothing that you think you know, I don't give a shit what it is, whether you go to a church, a synagogue, a mosque, a temple, you're out in the mountains sitting with your legs crossed, singing Kumbaya or Om or whatever it is you're doing. Nothing you think you know is accurate. Nothing. Everything has been infiltrated. Everything has been brought in to create the illusion of whatever is deemed today as spiritual. Most of it is pure bullshit. And today, the same thing that's going on in regard to what is being deemed today as science is nothing more, again, than bullshit. Not even science. There was absolutely no research, nothing. Zip, nada, nothing. It's all about sales. It's all about impressions. It's all about show and tell. We're going to give you this product. This product is going to put, hair in your chest, make a man out of you. Even if you're a woman, we're going to make you a manly kind of gal. Take this pill, grow the hair, you'll have facial hair, you'll have hair on the chest, you'll have hair on the arms, you'll be walking around like a monkey because it'll help with hair growth. You gotta buy it. Or for sex, you guys will be walking, talking towers, you'll be walking around with this tower hanging, and you'll be the best sexual performer on the planet. And for the women, you'll have the high beams of a lifetime, you'll have the tightest tush, the smoothest gut, you will be it, baby. This is all about show and tell. That's how the health food industry makes most of its money. It makes most of its money on vanity. 65% of the money made in the health food industry today is made with bodybuilding supplements, supplements that sell that are on sex, and supplements that sell on makeup or cosmetic materials. That's the bulk of a health food industry. Health foods are like at the low end of the profit margin. And it's all about show and tell. But in the same breath, we are dealing with the same thing with the pharmaceutical industry. When it comes to selling sex stuff with the pharmaceutical industry, they go all out to doll it up to the max. And everybody thinks, I'm going to take this pill and I'm going to be a rocket in a sprocket, and you're ready to go. But they don't read. This is the problem. People don't read. They just look at the television, and they are entertained. I said this before. Are you entertained yet? And now there's this perception that this pill, this blue pill, this yellow pill, this orange pill, this pink with polka dots, whatever, is going to make you a raging, raving, power of tower, tower of power. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it causes cancer, testicular failure, penile cancer, brain cancer, hypothalamus cancer, you know, heart problems, heart damaged vessels, you know, you name it. Side effects galore, but nobody pays attention to that. They're looking at the Tower of Power. Ooh. I can do push-ups with no hands. Look at me. Take my pill. Watch this. You know, that kind of stupidity. Or, you know, you're going to be, you need a six-pack, and you got this gut hanging, and you, oh, here, take this pill. You'll burn off that fat. You'll go into blah-da-dee and blah-da-da. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, you continue not, and they say, you can eat whatever you like. You don't have to change your diet. Just take this pill. And that, and I'm telling you, that makes a lot of money for the health food industry. Makes a shitload of money, more so than bodybuilding supplements. Weight loss and looking good are the two priority things in health, and it's all done through perceptions. Deceptions and perceptions. Let me read this. Let me continue to read this for, with this thing about Pfizer, and I'm going to go back to something else as well. About 15% of drug sales in the U.S. are for unapproved uses without adequate evidence that the medicines work. The widespread off-label promotion of drugs for untested, unapproved uses is a manifestation of healthcare system that is dysfunctional as it is costly. Americans are paying exorbitant prices for drugs that put their lives at risk, increased risk of death. Imagine that. Indeed, a conservative estimate by the Institute of Medicine in the year 2000 is 106,000 preventable deaths from non-adverse prescription drug effects. That's in 2000, in year 2000. In September 2007, New York-based Bristol-Myers paid $515 million without admitting or denying wrongdoing. That's power. That is power that you can tell the federal government, the FRO, you can tell the judiciary branch, the FRO, and you can tell the legislative branch to FRO. For $515 million, you can buy a government. That's what that's saying. That's what that's saying. The evidence is inescapable. Marketing departments of many drug companies don't respect any boundaries of professionalism or the law, said Jerry Avern, a professor of Harvard Medical School. Indeed, rather than having deterrent effect, the number of big pharma high-profile criminal settlements is increasing and the settlements are getting bigger. They don't care. They're making so much money. What's $1 million when you're making billions? When people start dropping dead from these injections that they've inserted into people and they put these operating systems into these people, the shedding isn't going to stop. The jumping isn't going to stop. Even when they're buried in the grave, it will not stop. The operating systems that are there will continue to use the proteins as they decompose to further their networking in the body. They'll be a lot easier to reanimate, not bring them back to life, but to reanimate them back for whatever uses that they have deemed fit. This is what this technology will do. Once you're jacked into the AI network, you are no longer being powered by God or by God's energies. You are now being powered by the program operating inside of you. It's the same thing all over again with Adam and Eve in the garden. Same shit, different dial on the channel. Adam and Eve, like I look at Adam and Eve as two operating systems that were in the garden. And the tree of knowledge was another operating system that they were told not to download because once they did, it would kill them. Now, if we were to look at that in computer language, it would corrupt their program irreversibly, cause the program to collapse. And that's exactly what happened. And today, we're doing the same exact shit again. We're going to that tree of knowledge or an AI network, okay, and we're now going to download that technology into a person so they can now be completely animated by an operating system or a program. When you have companies, pharmaceutical companies telling you that they are a gene editing or a program being put inside of you, and you run to it, running to it because somebody talked you into it. Perhaps, maybe, you should have a mind of your own. I'm just, my thought. I've had people talk me into shit too, and I regretted it most of the time. And then when I made my own decisions to determine what I thought was best for me, I always was a lot better, or felt a lot better about that. That I was able to actually make my own choice, make my own decisions, and took my stand, good, bad, or indifferent. You cannot trust any government today whatsoever, because the government today is the pharmaceutical companies, corporations. The corporocracies that are running the world today have basically taken over or conquered our governments. The governments no longer are in power. When the United States became a corporation, that was the day America died. You know that song, Bye Bye Miss American Pie? Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye because this was the day that America died. That's what they were talking about. The day America became a corporation, it died. The day Canada became a corporation, it died. The reason why they can do the shit they're doing today, because they are a corporocracy not bound by any constitution, charter, or bill of rights, or anything else that we think. There are courts and systems that are still in place that are still being allowed to be used right now, but that will eventually fade away. They are doing away with these things as a board of directors decides which way they want to direct their companies and what rules of engagement they're going to bring in. And you better be prepared to what's coming down the pipe, because as far as they're concerned, you're their property. Now, the last show I talked about that there was a lawsuit in Utah or Idaho or Iowa, one of those states, where they actually won, saying that the corporations do not own the genetic code of people. Not yet. Not yet. They're dealing with the formalities on this because there will be an appeal by these drug companies to get that back. And the moment you take the chip or you take the injection that it will create a chip inside of you, it'll build it, that's the day that they will tag you as property. That's the day they'll tag you as property. Let me read some more here. In January 2004, the Pfizer unit Warner Lambert pleaded guilty to 2 felony counts of marketing a drug for unapproved uses. New York-based Pfizer agreed to pay $430 million in criminal fines and civil penalties. Now, you have to ask yourself this question. How long was this drug out there before they made them pay their fine? They slapped them on the wrist. Because the government of the United States would have had to pay out a payout in order to, you know, compensate the people that were injured. So they basically collected the money back from Pfizer, who probably had made tens of hundreds of billions of dollars on these drugs. What's $430 million next to $10 billion? Nothing. It would be like you spending a quarter when you got $100. It'll be a drop in the bucket. Now you can't sue them. Now you can't even take them to court if they damage you. Imagine that. And when you look down here, when you look at the penalties that these companies have paid and what they have paid, Pfizer, September 2009, Bextra and others, the drug they came out with, paid $2,300 million. That's $2.3 billion. And that was nothing. You know. And if you look at these companies, they got a history like as long as your arm on your leg, you know. And then I decided I wanted to look at NASA. You know, I'm just curious about NASA and what they have to say about NASA. These are all the companies on this one page I put out there for all of you to take a look at. It's an oldie. It's an oldie but a goodie. And it shows you how these companies and these corporations have created the killing machine, the perfect killing machine. So I decided to look on here. I looked at the satellite hoax. That's interesting. And then I looked at the lie of the Earth being round and flat and blah, blah, blah. And there's a thing here written by Bellcom, a NASA insider. We lied about everything. You know. And when you look at this thing, they had a pretty good thing here. If the Earth is flat around, what difference does it make? It proves a creator exists which would destroy atheism, the foundation stone of the Matrix. Once abolished, the God and the government become the God. J.K. Chesterton in Dublin, 1933. They can make themselves God, what is in fact authority they call government or state, which is a satanic, psychopathic, godless being parasite. And that's true. That's what we have today. That's what we have today. And they go into all the references of healing and all kinds of things. And again, they even tell you here, let me see if I can find it. We have not lost faith, but we have transferred it from God to the medical profession, G.B. Shaw. Anyone believing in vaccination or drugs is a member of this church. They believe true medicine kills and maims, when in fact true medicine doesn't kill or maim. It cures. That's, they're referring to herbalism, natural healing remedies. For a pediatrician to attack what has become the bread and butter vaccines of pediatric practice is equivalent to a priest denying the infallibility of the Pope. And it works very well. Government medicine, allopathy incorporated, can't cure any diseases bar bacterial infection with pseudo antibiotics that kill and maim, and is the leading cause of death. Allopathic genocide, Big Pharma's kill charge. So I didn't get that part. Despite the tendency of doctors to call modern medicine an inexact science, it is more accurate to say there is practically no science in modern medicine at all. I've been saying that for, 50 years. Almost everything doctors do is based on conjecture, a guess, a clinical impression. And this is what everybody's lining up to bare their ass or their arm to get a shot. A guess. We know it's a guess because we know that the injections have been tested on animals and not one animal survived. They all died. And now everybody's running for some sort of panacea to take this program or operating system out of the system. We got news for you. It ain't coming out. You'll die with it. I had a guy write me today, MMS had all this thing about we can take out the vaccine. And I wrote back, how can salt flush out a genetic code? I said, this is pure bullshit. You know, any of these things happening right now, I'm going to tell you something. Brian and I, 13 years ago, when we started working on this, I said to him that eventually people are going to start marketing some magical bullshit to deal with this. And make money on the naive, or the ignorant, or the stupid, or whichever category you fall in. Don't be stupid. Don't be naive. Get educated so you're not ignorant. You cannot believe the health food industry. I'm in this frickin' industry. Been in it for quite some time. An independent. I probably don't sell 90% of the shit that's being sold in the health industry. In fact, I refuse to even bring vitamins in that have contaminants. Won't do it. If you want to buy a product and I don't carry it and I try to explain to you that the product is toxic, blah, 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 and you really want it, I will order it for you. If you're that stupid, I will give it to you. You want it. So I'll let you have it. And after I've warned people about C60, I've warned people about hydrogen, I've warned people about zeolite, I've warned people about some of these devices that they're trying to tell you to wear because it's going to create some sort of magical aura or a barrier. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And I've been telling everybody, especially in the last little while, that if you think for 1 minute they haven't neutralized a lot of these technologies that were back in the day that actually killed a bacterial infection or viral infection or fungal infection or mold or an algae infection, then you're hallucinating. Either that or you're really, 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 really ignorant to what's really going on around you. And again, I would encourage you to get caught up. Don't get caught up in reading the bullshit, the selling bullshit that they're putting out there. If you don't take the time to read, and I got all the information even on these shows. At the very bottom of the page, you can go and check all the links. I even start to highlight certain areas and even post certain paragraphs or statements about these technologies. You are watching today on the media, mainstream and alternative, Hollywood doctors, and as I just read to you, they don't know shit. At best, they're making a guess. And I can tell you for a fact that is true because the doctors I have seen make any comment about this nanobiogenetic poisoning or operating system, none of them yet have got it right. Not one. They're seeing it. They are seeing it. But they don't know what they're looking at. They don't even know the means and the method that this thing works. One of them even called it an alien, and some of them are saying use some bentonite clay, baking soda, and borax. Are you effing kidding me? That ditz is a ditz. Hasn't studied nothing. And because a lot of you are caught up in this medical doctoral bullshit, because they're doctors, the medical field hasn't cured an effing thing for the last 60 years or so. They haven't cured anything. Nothing. And as I just read to you, they don't cure nothing. Okay? They don't know what they're doing. It's just guesswork for most of them. They're not there. The doctors are not there to fix you. Okay. They are not there to fix you. They are not there to help you. They are there to make sure that they can sell their pharmacopoeia, infect you with the operating systems in that pharmacopoeia to alter your DNA or your genetic code, making you more susceptible to whatever the next line of bullshit they want to put inside you. Like it says here, thus medicine is not a science at all, but a belief system. Beliefs are held by every religion, including the religion of modern medicine. And that's what's going on. Everyone is converting to the religion of modern medicine. Religion. If you go, anybody go looks at Isaiah 1, you can see what God thinks about religion. He thinks it's full of shit, is what he thinks when you read it. Nothing's changed. All religions are full of shit. All of them. Anything that would trap your mind, anything that would trap your soul, anything that would trap your heart and control it is a religion. You don't get to God through religion. Nobody gets to God through religion. Nobody. But this is what people are doing today. This is what people are doing today. You have to realize that what we got going on today is nothing but, it's a form of human sacrifice or the sacrificing of mankind. When science cannot be questioned, it is not science anymore, it is a religion. Tony Brown. So sure, it's a covert religion, the main sacrifice, human or mankind religion today. It's what it is. You go to a doctor, you get some pills, and they wreck you. This has been the case forever. So when we're seeing that, this one here says, well, this is 1981. Well, no, our disinformation program is complete when everything in the U.S. public believes is false. The modern atheist, Big Bang, heliocentric, globe, earth, chance, evolution paradigm spiritually controls humanity by removing God or any sort of intelligent design and replacing purposeful divine creation with haphazard random cosmic coincidence. This gets into some interesting stuff, and I thought this was really good that I saw this today, and I wanted to again express, that's why I put the links on there so you can all read it. Some of you have never seen this before, some of you have. But the idea here that we're looking at a revolutionary science isn't revolutionary. Death by medicine has been going on for a long time. You know. Let me read this to you. This is coming from Dr. Richard Schultz. The machinery looks good. The technology seems nice. The stainless steel is shiny. Everything smells like isopropyl alcohol, you know, sanitized. I mean, they are the greatest salesmen in the world. We're going to go look back in the century, and we're going to laugh eventually, but we'll cry first. This is one of the most barbaric periods. It's going to be called the Dark Ages of Medicine. I would say that we are in the Dark Ages. We are in an extinction event. Mankind is being extinct off this planet. There are forces here on this planet that the more you dig, the more you begin to realize what's really running the planet, who's behind a lot of this stuff. It's not from terra firma. Let's put it this way. And I'm not necessarily referring to aliens, unless you're referring to fallen angels, demons, demonics, whatever. We have been in a prison this whole time. And the only difference about this prison is we've been given the illusion, this illusion, which is really hard to break once you've been indoctrinated into it so heavily. It's an illusion that this is not such a bad place. Oh, you know, like you watch a Canadian commercial on beer, all you see is this big mountains of snow and this beautiful landscape, or you're seeing a Jeep or a Chevy or a Ford out in that snowy, you know, crisp clear, you know, and this is what everybody thinks of Canada, is loaded with snow. You know, we're nothing but snow here. That's not true, but this is what everybody believes because of these stupid commercials. But the reality is Canada's a shithole. We have a lot of toxic waste coming into this country. We got radioactive rods from reactors from the United States and throughout Canada and other parts of the world being shipped up north into the mines of up near Timmins and Cochrane. Nobody talks about that. The earth is being scourged in Alberta with the oil, the way they're pulling the oil out. And you got this right across the countryside. And we take a lot of pollution from other countries, sludge and shit that nobody else wants. But what you see is the inversion. What you are looking at is the inversion. How many times have you seen the clear sky? You know, something being advertised as a clear sky, and you look up and all you see are lines. Someone did some Photoshop there, don't you think? Everything is an inversion. Everything is an inversion. I'm going to play something from Australia. I'm going to let you guys listen to it. I think it's important that you hear it, especially in Canada. Oh, Canada. I think America is going to be the last bastion of hope but it too will fall if Americans don't wake up. Canadians are walking around already hypnotized and programmed and, screwed. The majority of them here are. And if the government were to tell them to drop their pants and take a dump, they would give them diarrhea. That's how programmed Canadians are. It's sad, but it's true. It's so sad, but true. So I want to play this. This is from Australia. Now, some of this is bullshit, just like anything else coming off mainstream. And I got the video here. You'll see it, too. When you look at this woman's eyes, you swear you're looking at, you got this shapeshifter or demon or something talking off the network here. But I'm going to let you listen to this for a couple minutes. I want you to hear the bullshit. I want you to hear where Australia is as well, because Canada, we are going that way. America, you are too. So pay attention. I think it's a good idea. Hang on. Well, you gotta remember, they present something here. Remember, Adolf Hitler? Well, the same thing's happening down in Australia with the new laws. The Aussies got fucked, butt hard, on this. And Canadians are going to get it the same. There's no question. Because there's this idleness that's going on. Protests are great and wonderful. But protests allow for people to connect. And in and of itself, that could be good and bad, depending on the people you connect are either legitimate or part of the game to round you up later on. And until all of us in this country and in America as well, until everybody in every province decides to remove these bastards from power and put them out of power, or we secede from Canada and create another country where these parliamentary rules and regulations no longer apply to us because we are now a separate entity, nothing's going to change. We will go down the road of Australia. They will legislate themselves into a permanent place in power so that they cannot be removed. We're heading for tyranny in this country. And it's not, they're not going to blame the vax or unvax. The unvax are going to start to die sooner, pretty soon. As soon as we get the seasonal changes, get into a little bit colder environment, they're going to start dropping. It's already happening here in Windsor. I've already got people dropping dead here already from these injections. And it's going on everywhere else. The difference is we're not getting those reports in Canada. We're getting a tidbit here and a tidbit here. I'm in a position because I use alternative health, and I do help a lot of people in the system here, that a lot of people from different ethnicities, different cultures, different backgrounds talk to me, including the natives. And I've had natives contact me when the first round of injections were going on as far as northern Manitoba, and I put that on the show. And they've afflicted Wallaceburg, which is only about 45 minutes away from here, from where I live, the reserve. They were fracking their land. They were pumping all kinds of shit into their water table. When they protested it, they had black helicopters come along and spray them. Welcome to Canada, eh? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're having our beer, drinking ourselves silly, watching a fucking hockey game. Meanwhile, the country is going to hell in a handbasket. We got police people quitting. We got nurses quitting. Fire departments quitting. People quitting. The airlines, so forth and so on. And they're trying to make postponements in the States with the airline industry so that they can keep them up and running. And yet none of us are getting it that when these key job positions go, the respective province will call in the UN to bring in UN peacekeeping troops. And they won't give a flying fuck about anybody in this province at all. Zero. So I hope you have a plan A, B, C, and D. And if the 70% don't want to do anything, then you have to start considering, are we fighting a battle on two fronts, and can we sustain that battle, or are we going to have to look at building another Canada somewhere else? That's the only options I'm seeing. And I'm saying this because I'm seeing Australia, and I've been following what's going on in Australia. The Aussies, unfortunately, they're like us. Simple people, they're not looking for anything but a good buzz, maybe sex, and life, living, families, job, money, mortgages, whatever. And in turn, what they've done with the Commonwealth, especially, that includes the United States, they turned us into slaves. They made our slavery comfortable. That's what they did. You got a job, you made some money, you bought a house, had a couple cars, you bought some toys, televisions, computers, iPads, whatever electronic device that floats your boat. You get to go home on the weekend, you kick back, if you can kick back on the weekend, and you watch a hockey game, a football game, a baseball game, a basketball game. If you're a guy, if you're a gal, you're going out shopping. You're going to Costco to get the best deal. You're going to the You go into your favorite shopping hole where you can buy whatever shit you want to buy, shit you don't need. Shoe stores. Women love shoe stores. They go there and they buy shoes. They got 99 pairs of shoes in the closet, and they got to buy another pair. Welcome to Canada, eh? Well, that's everywhere, actually. That's genetics, I think. But that's how they've done it. They have made our slavery, our birdcage, our jail comfortable. To a point that now you don't want to let it go. You don't want to let that shit go. You'll take the shot. You'll take the injection. You'll take the program. You don't care. As long as you get to have your hockey, have your beer, have your shopping mall and shoe stores. You know, as long as you can have that what you consider a comfort, to ease your burden in this life, to put yourself in a perpetual hole. And when the government then bails out the banks, or when the banks need to take your money, because that's coming, in order to keep their banks functioning and floating, so they can now take possession of your money and give you a digital currency, then they got you. How are you going to go anywhere? You won't even be able to say boo. You won't be able to even wipe your backside unless they tell you to. And if you tell them to go F off, they'll cut your money off. That's the way it's going to be. I mean, look at China. We're adapting to the same bullshit China. And China's a corporation, too. China's a corporation run by a CEO and a board of directors, just like over here in Canada and U.S. You know, today was like one of those days, like I said, I had people contact me and tell me that they had all these remedies, that they're going to take this injection out. They're going to take this vaccine out of them. When you hear shit like that, then you better really know what is really up and down. Because you get sucked into that, you're done. When the chemical companies, the pharmaceutical companies, create these injections, these gene editing programs, and they're telling you they're not vaccines at all, but operating systems, then you know right from the word get-go, these shills, which are like the medical people, propagating this visual, illusionary panacea of some miracle cure that doesn't work, but it does work on one thing. It works really well on one thing. It works at making your wallet lighter. You have to understand, they don't care. You got companies, you got government agencies and chemical companies. Most of your pharmaceutical industry are making your vitamins today. They have bought into the health industry for quite some time and have taken over a lot of the vitamin companies that 20, 30 years ago were independent. Today are owned by the pharmaceutical industry. So anytime you're hearing any kind of new and wonderful magical drug or magical vitamin or magical supplement or some supplement that's going to, you know, put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, and you are going to fly the friendly skies, you're going to be able to have x-ray vision, bullets are going to bounce off you, and, you know, you wear glasses and work at a newspaper office, then you know you've been had. More shills that are going to sell pills are going to keep popping up over this. They're taking advantage of the population who have absolutely no brain. Don't be one of them. If you're not willing to read, if you're not willing to look at the research, and I don't want to hear no bullshit about, oh man, it's a lot of reading, it's this and this, it's your fucking life that's on the line. Smarten up. What's your life worth to you? A little reading might actually start educating you and might get you to start thinking in terms that you need to start looking at. Not the television bullshit, not the Google bullshit, but the real deal. Because if you don't have reality in front of you, then what's the point? Why are you alive? What does your life mean to you? Does your job mean more than your life? Does your position mean more than your life? Does your comfort zone mean more than your life? See, everyone thinks that you're just going to die, fall asleep, and it's over. What they don't show you on these injections, how many people actually suffered in pain. In the beginning, we saw people shaking violently, spazzing, fighting for every breath. They don't show you that anymore, do they? Why? Because they know that would scare you. That would scare some brains back into you. You got to start waking up on this, on the reality that this reality that you're in is a matrix. It's a hologram. It's a stage. You're in a lab, and you're the experiment. That's where we're at today. This is nothing more than the great experiment to reduce mankind's population so that they're a lot easier to manage and control. Especially with that Neuralink bullshit that Elon Musk is putting out there. That is the ultimate, ultimate enslaver. Because once that's in, the operating system kicks in, takes over, and you are no longer you. You are a designation. You are a syntax. You're part of an operating system. Your AI, the AI is using your DNA to be able to store data, to stream data. You're part of that network. You're part of that incorporated network. For an AI network to operate at 50 million computations per quanta second, it needs DNA to do that. Guess what? You've just been injected. You've just been assimilated. How many are hearing noises? How many are seeing voices or hearing voices in your head? How many are seeing visions or things in your mind that aren't normally there? We're calling that targeting of the individuals, but that also is a download. That's a streaming going on through you. How many are complaining about tinnitus? That's not tinnitus. That's your brain buzzing because of the frequencies that are being bombarded by these towers. When you look at that NASA thing that I just was talking about, you're going to find in there, see if I can get back to it. You will find in there, they show you how the signals are bouncing off the ground and into the antenna. It's interesting because that's exactly what's going on. And when you're looking at the so-called, let's see here, let me find this real quick. It's under the satellite hoax. And the interesting thing about the satellite hoax is they're showing you at the very bottom, on the link, the Earth's upper atmosphere, the two transmitting towers, and how they bounce the signals off the Earth or off the sky. They can bounce them off the sky because of the chemtrails that they pumped up there, giving them a conduit to be able to transfer the signal from the ionosphere or into the next antenna. This is why 5G, we're way past 5G. 5G is used for localizing, monitoring in the city blocks where you walk, or monitoring you going in and out of your house, because it has a limited range. With 6G and 7G, 8G, 9G, they are a whole different animal. And nobody wants to talk to you about this shit. Now think about this for 1 minute. You actually believe that once they come up with a product or an invention or an idea, that they stop? They're no longer developing it. They're no longer evolving that technology. You think they're stopping because you've just found out about 5G? By the time you find out about this technology, any of it, nanobioengineering, nanobiogenetics, nanobiotech, you know, genotech, any of this stuff, it's already been probably out there 5 to 10 years before you even had a chance to even know what's going on. So in that 5 or 10 year time frame, they would have evolved that technology. You're forever playing catch up. So when you see this, it'll be a very interesting perspective it's going to give you. Nothing is what it appears to be. Everything, and I mean everything, is inverted. Everything. You don't have the luxury to assume anything. You need to evaluate even your beliefs. How much of that is a legitimate, has substance and tangibility, and how much of it is just intangible, you know, pie in the sky, believing in some theory, concept, idea. Does your faith have substance? That's probably the best way to put it. If it doesn't have substance, if you're just believing something because it's something you believe in, and you have nothing to substantiate that belief, then what you've got is bullshit. End of story. You might tell me you feel something, you feel something. You don't know if that feeling is nothing more than a projection of a transmission from an AI network to get you to feel or believe something, and yet you have nothing to substantiate. This is why I'm saying you need to examine what you believe, because you don't even know if it's being transmitted inside of you. And that illusion is more real than reality. You really need to understand this does go on. It's called mass hypnosis or mass programming. They have been pumping bullshit in our brains for decades. Do you think for 1 minute, now think about this for 1 minute. A lot of people have toys. They have guns, they have drones, they have all these toys. Do you think that they gave you those toys so that you could be entertained by them, that you could have fun? Or do you think they gave you those toys so they could study how you use them, so that they could better come up with a means of controlling what you do with your toys? Just a perspective to give you to think about. Do you think for 1 minute when they give kids toys to play with, you know, toys like Legos or log cabins or Meccano or anything that they can build, models and things of this nature, you don't think they monitor who's buying what for who? You don't think they're monitoring that these toys for the children is gauging the intellect of these children, and they're actually doing a percentage search on who's people here are buying these toys, and these people here are buying balloons. Everything is done for a reason, for analysis. Everything, car you buy, you know, the job you do, the things you buy. And as you get older, the stuff that you're buying, a lot of it has been conditioned or programmed for you to buy when you were younger. So these things stay with you, and they monitor that. They know women are going to buy 99 pairs of shoes. All they got to do is use a certain color configuration, and they know they got you to buy that pair. Same with, you know, clothing, bras, panties, T-shirts, shirts, blue jeans. Same with the guys. You know, guys don't spend a lot of money on clothing unless they're in a different position. So they have also monitored that as well. If a guy's working in an office or he's working in this kind of environment, he's more apt to buy a suit, more apt to buy this type of clothing, this type of shoe, this type of belt, this type of tie, wear this type of cologne. They've got that all figured out. And if a guy's working in the factory, he's more likely to wear a pair of blue jeans, sneakers, socks, you know, T-shirt, and have a beer, you know. They've already figured this out. They've already got that analyzed. They have had the time to study everything. They have monitored everything. This is why America got what it got. This is why Canada got what it got. This is why Europe got what it got. Because they were able to use an analysis, and they've used the American population to be the target study. Then Canada, and then the rest of the Commonwealth. And when he went to the different other parts of the world, the same kind of analysis was going on. What may have been really popular in America isn't so popular in other parts of the world. Australia was already on cell phones, I think, 10 years before we were really on them, to the point where they did away with their landlines. We still had landlines and things in operation. I had a cousin that came up from Australia, and she said, all we have is cell phones now. We don't even have landlines. That was way back, I believe, in the... in the 80s, I believe, between 85 and 87. So when we're looking at, you know, what's going on, everything you think, every toy you have, everything you've got, you've got because they're analyzing you. And don't think for 1 minute they don't have chips and other devices that are emitting frequencies so that they understand and monitor your reaction to these things. Don't believe for 1 minute that they gave you this so that you can enjoy life. They did it to study you. And some of you might say, well, that sounds like a conspiracy. No, it's not. You know how I can tell you it's not a conspiracy? Because every time you go to the store, you go to a Walmart, you go to a Costco, you go to a Walgreens, you go into a Target, you go into Canadian Tire, you go into a Giant Tiger, you go into any of these electronic stores, you know, any of these warehouses, the Tepperman's. By the time you get home and you open up your iPad or you open up your computer, what happens? You get a pop-up say, hey, you can buy this. This sofa and the sofa you just bought, or the pair of pants you just bought, or the shoes, or the radio, or the iPad, whatever it is you bought, is now popped up on your computer. How did that happen? Because you've been analyzed, and the analysis came from the moment you used your credit card, your debit card. You got cash, it might be a little bit different for that. You may not see that come in, or you might if you have to sign something. See, if you use cash, it can't monitor you. That's the key about keeping your cash. Because now you can buy whatever you want and they don't know what the hell you bought. But they can still analyze you as well. If you got a computer or anything like that, they can pick that up. Remember, you were already being monitored. You were already being, analyzed or under analysis, and everything that they do, especially when you get an AI that's there's three types: deep learning AI, there's the ultimate AI, and then you got deep learning, and then there's another one that basically is a work in progress where it learns as it goes. And you're constantly being in that spectrum. When you go into a grocery store, the moment you walk in, it's monitored. You walk in, they can tell you how many days you've been shopping, the last time you came into a store, what you bought. They monitored at that point what you're buying. Bought a car, bought a motorcycle. Unless you bought it privately, they know you got it. They'll know you have that bike or car, even if you bought it privately, when you change the ownership. It's the way it works. It's how it is. So don't think for 1 minute that they have given you toys to make noise for your pleasure. It has nothing to do with it. And I wanted to talk about this because the same thing goes on in the health food industry today. It's all about marketing. It's all about whatever. And when you buy stuff, even if you buy vitamins online, sometimes you see a pop-up. Oh, you're running low. You need to maybe need to replenish your stock. There's a sale. Blah blah blah. So again, I'm encouraging you to pay attention. Pay attention. You're no longer living in the world of privacy. You're no longer living in the world you lived in 10 years ago. I'm going to leave you one last thing. I had somebody send me this radio show from 1940s. I found it intriguing. I found it extremely intriguing because the technology that they were talking about in the 1940s wasn't around until the 1970s, 1980s. And it's an interesting listen to. I think everybody should listen to it to give you an idea of possible, the concept of time travel or opening up a parallel may be more real than we think. Just something for you to think about, because I won't elaborate on that too much, but I think it's something you may want to listen to and it may be an eye-opener. All right, at the end of these shows, I always say at the end of these shows to read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the book of Revelations. Read the letters. Read them all. Read them for yourself. Do not let anybody, any teacher, preacher, minister, especially these ministers that are telling their congregation to go get an injection, stay the hell away from them. But read it for yourself. You know, ask for guidance if you're not sure about what's going on. And you interpret, you get what you need to get out of that. Whether you believe or don't believe, you owe it to yourself to at least read it. You may find some interesting truths there that may benefit you. I always say at the end of these shows also to go up and look at the above. I mean, on my pages below, I got the links that I'm doing my shows based on the shows I'm doing. I don't always touch everything in the links, but I always leave those links there for you to open up and to download and to access any of that data and use it any way you see fit. On the top, there are people up there that are doing stuff. They're trying very hard to help you out in any way, shape they can. Support them in their ministry, if you will, or their calling. Help them in any way you can. All right, as I always say at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.